This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Joy's very own show about pets, Pets Allowed. Thanks to Leo for a fab morning of tunes and to Jake for the latest in news. I'm Kristen and I'll be keeping you company until one today, and joining me in the studio for another week of animal talk is Sam from the Lost Dogs Home. Sam, welcome back to Pets Allowed.
Thanks, Kristen. How are you going?
I'm going well. I'm actually quite excited about today's show. It's a topic that I'm very passionate about. Hold it close to my heart.
Fantastic. No, it is a good one that we have coming up today. So foster animals come into the Lost Dogs Home with unknown histories and are often more vulnerable than others. These foster animals require some extra TLC away from the shelter environment before they can go on to find their very own forever home. Now, foster carers are truly one of a kind. They open their hearts and their homes for a short time to animals in need and tend to them with the love, compassion, and care they would give their own pet. All this with the full knowledge that there will be a day when they will watch their foster take their first steps into their new lives without them.
Now, being a foster carer is an exercise of unconditional love and selflessness. But our foster carers know the greater value of their work in the lives of shelter animals. The Lost Dogs Home is still in need of a number of foster carers to help the cats and dogs in our care on their journeys to find their new forever homes. Today on Pets Allowed, we are talking about pet foster care and how foster carers provide vital love and care to animals who need a little extra TLC.
So today, we're wondering if you have any questions about becoming a foster carer or foster caring generally with the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, also coming up on today's show, Lost Dogs Home foster care coordinator Elena talks to us about what characteristics are needed to be a pet foster carer.
We chat to foster carers and home favourites Ian and Janice about their time as foster carers with the Lost Dogs Home.
And adoption nurse and foster carer Rebecca will talk to us about the time she took care of beloved Great Dane Prince Frederick in foster care.
Doggapalooza is also coming up on Sunday, the 27th of September, and we are going to have a chat to headliner Tash Sultana. She's also going to tell us a little bit about her dog as well.
All that plus our usual segments coming up on today's show.
The Pets Allowed News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Now we have some exciting news to keep you updated on this week from the Lost Dogs Home. Sam, do you want to give us an update on our first news item?
Sure. So we have a few dogs available for adoption at the moment that have been waiting a little bit longer than some of their other shelter companions for perfect home. This week on our website, we introduced our visitors and our Facebook followers, YouTube, that type of thing, to two wonderful dogs that are still searching for their new homes. They're still on our website at the moment, dogshome.com. So the first one is one-year-old Sally. Now, she is a stunning healer cross who has the brains to match her beauty. And while she's an active dog, the shy girl is also happy to unwind at the end of the day with her family by her side. With her active nature and intelligence, it's hard to believe this beautiful girl has been looking for a home now for 73 days. That's about 2.5 months. When she first arrived at the home in April, Sally was scared of other dogs, traffic, and people. To help her manage her fears, Sally was placed in the home's behavior program and hasn't looked back. While still a little shy around people she hasn't met yet and still a little bit unnerved when she's around things like loud trucks and that type of thing, Sally is able to calmly walk past other dogs and does enjoy spending time outside with her family. Sally would make a wonderful companion for a range of owners, but she does prefer the company of humans and would be best suited to a family where she's the main dog in your life. Preferring the quiet life, Sally would thrive in a quiet suburban or rural area where she can listen to the wind rustle through the trees.
Now, another dog awaiting to find a new home is Dino, and he is a Bull Arab cross. He's a big, goofy guy with a heart of gold and so much love to give. He is quite young, so he is excitable and he enjoys the company of people, which is why it's actually kind of surprising that he has been looking for a home for 28 days, so a month now. He arrived at the home in May and he needed to work on his impulse control as he was a bit over enthusiastic. Now, however, after spending some time with the behaviour team, this lovable guy now understands the best ways to share his love with you. Dino would thrive in a home with a big backyard where he can play with a range of different toys and stretch his legs to keep him busy. Despite his playful nature, this big guy can also be a bit of a couch potato, and he does enjoy walking at a nice leisurely pace. Now, this big softie can find dog parks a little bit overwhelming, so he would benefit from finding a patient owner who is committed to keeping his training up to date as well. And over time, it will be such a rewarding experience and a great opportunity just to watch him grow and to watch his confidence grow as well.
You can meet Dino and Sally in the fur at our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. Now, because they've both been through our behaviour program, which is can be quite a lengthy process depending on the dog and what they're needing to go through. You will need to give the home a call on 93292755 to arrange a pre-adoption appointment with our staff, who are able to talk to you a little bit more about what Sally and Dino have worked through to get to where they are today. You can also check out their videos on our Facebook page. Just search for the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, our second news item is join the Permate Club these school holidays. So the sun is shining, birds are singing, and we're shaking off the winter blues. Spring has arrived, but the return of the warmer weather also marks the beginning of kitten season. Over the coming months, the home will see an increase in the number of cats and kittens coming through its doors, adding to the large number of cats and kittens that we already have available for adoption. And we have a number of cats up for adoption who have been waiting for more than a month to find their new home. Cats like Spark from our North Melbourne shelter, who has been available for adoption for 133 days. And Campaspe resident Dudley, who has been looking for a home for 310 days.
So, yeah. I've lost my train of thought. So Spark has actually been waiting for a home for most of winter. And in Dudley's case, he's been available for adoption for nearly a year.
That's a long time to be without a family.
It is crazy. So what we are doing these school holidays is launching an exclusive club for cat lovers, the Permate Club. From September 19 to October 4, all cats and kittens who have been looking for a new home for more than 30 days will have their adoption fees waived. So that means that Spark and Dudley will both have their adoption fees waived. Cats do make a home all year round, so if you've been thinking of adopting a cat for some time, visit the Lost Dogs Home these school holidays and meet our Permate Club cats in the fur. You can view our Permate Club cat members on our website dogshome.com. It's quite a mouthful.
Now I think it is time to draw the curtain on this week's Pet of the Week.
This week's Pet of the Week.
Sam, would you like to tell us a bit more about this week's Pet of the Week?
So this week's Pet of the Week is a lovely domestic short-haired cross male cat called Pashi. Now, he is an inquisitive little cat who loves to explore his surroundings and is an expert at seeking out the best spots to sleep in, as well as the best vantage points to survey his surroundings. He loves to be fawned over by our staff, with chin rubs making him purr profusely. Pashi will need to be an indoor cat only though, because he does have a pink nose and that makes him a bit prone to sun damage. Also, if you join our Permate Club from September 19, which is tomorrow, Pashi's adoption fees will actually be waived. If you missed, you haven't even said his ID number. So his ID number is 996241. And if you've missed that or you just want further information on how you can adopt, you can look for Pashi on our Lost Dogs Home website at dogshome.com. You can also visit our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne, or give them a call on 93292755.
Now, our foster carers play such an important role in our dogs' and cats' journeys towards finding their brand new home. Up next, we'll be talking to foster care coordinator Elena about what's involved in being a foster carer for the Lost Dogs Home.
Joy. G'day, I'm Barry Bissell, and you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, the mighty Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Pet foster carers play an important role in the care of lost and abandoned dogs and cats. With their commitment, some of the home's most vulnerable dogs and cats can continue on their journey to find their new family. But being a foster carer isn't all snuggling kittens and chasing after cute puppies. It takes patience and understanding and often a lot of hard work.
So earlier in the week, Sam caught up with the Lost Dogs Home's foster care coordinator, Elena, to find out more about what's involved in becoming a foster carer with the home.
Foster animals coming into the Lost Dogs Home with unknown history are often more vulnerable than others. These animals need some extra love, time and care before they can be adopted into their new home. Foster carers play a vital role in the lives of lost and abandoned dogs and cats. They provide a home away from the shelter environment for those animals needing a little extra TLC before they are ready to be adopted by their new family. Joining me today on Pets Allowed is Elena, foster care coordinator with the Lost Dogs Home. Elena, welcome to Pets Allowed.
Thank you, Samara. How are you going?
Not too bad. Now, what does being a foster carer with the Lost Dogs Home involve?
So being a foster carer with the Lost Dogs Home, it takes obviously someone who is committed, who can show compassion, maturity. They need to be over the age of 18. We expect them to be dedicated and committed to the program. If they do rent, they will need landlord permission. We need to make sure that they've got a safe, secured home environment, and ideally they'd need to have their own form of transportation to be able to pick the animal up and bring it back to any scheduled veterinary appointments if needed.
Yeah. So there would be some car involvement with that, and just, I guess, regular care that you would expect with a normal pet anyway.
Exactly. So even if you don't have your own vehicle, as long as you can have someone that might be able to accommodate to be able to deliver to and from those appointments.
If anyone was interested in becoming a foster carer, are there any out-of-pocket expenses that they'd have to do?
There's no out-of-pocket expenses at all. The Lost Dogs Home does provide everything to our foster carer. So all the supplies, meaning any food, obviously food's a necessity, so all the food, bedding supplies, medication if needed, so if they're recovering from some type of surgery and they still need a bit of medication, and any equipment as well. So everything's provided, there's no out-of-pocket expense.
And what qualities make a good foster carer?
So to be a good foster carer, we do ask that obviously you are understanding and compassionate to these animals' needs. We ask that you are able to provide a good home for this animal, obviously being a temporary home, but just treat this animal as if you would your own, being able to be responsible for the cleaning, the feeding, and the day-to-day care for this animal, and also interacting with it, playing with it, and socialising. It's a really important aspect of foster care too.
So if someone was, say, in an apartment and they had approval from the landlord but they couldn't take care of dogs, could they just take care of cats or could they just take care of dogs?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do, you know, we don't want to pigeonhole people, but we do try to make sure we suit, you know, that carer to that animal. So trying to match an animal best suited to the, you know, the current lifestyle and living arrangements of that foster carer.
And if someone is interested in becoming a foster carer with the home, how would they go about applying to become one?
So the best way to apply is to visit our website. So for those of you who don't know it, it's www.dogshome.com/foster. There you can download an application form, either submit it online or submit it by post. Once I've received the application, I'll be in touch and organise an interview with that application or the applicant. And then from there, we go through an induction process, so making sure it's their understanding of the program and what's involved.
Fantastic. Well, Elena, thank you for joining me on Pets Allowed
today. Thanks for having me.
That was foster care coordinator Elena talking about the foster care application process at the Lost Dogs Home.
If you are interested in becoming a foster carer with the home, you can visit the home's webpage, dogshome.com/foster, to find out more. If you missed that, don't worry. We will be repeating that later in the show.
You know what it takes to become a foster carer with the home, but what is it like looking after foster animals? Coming up, we hear from foster carers Janice and Ian about their time as foster carers with the Lost Dogs Home.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Today, we are talking all about the great work of our pet foster carers. Pet foster carers come from all walks of life, young and old, from retirees to full-time workers. As long as you are over the age of 18, you're eligible to become a pet foster carer with the Lost Dogs Home.
Ian and Janice have been looking for volunteering opportunities with animals for years and found foster caring with the home a great opportunity to give back to the community.
Since they started foster caring with the home in December, Ian and Janice have fostered 14 kittens who needed time in a loving home, and they're also currently fostering 3 at the moment as well.
Just one or two.
Yeah. So they foster these kittens until they are pretty much big and strong enough to go up for adoption.
They are favourites of the home, given how much they've sort of donated their time and their care to looking after cats and kittens over not even 12 months.
They do a lot to spread the word about foster care as well. So not only caring for the animals, but spreading the word as well, which is very important.
Yeah, they're very passionate to the message. Yep. And we could not be more thankful for having them be part of the home.
They are the most wonderful people.
Now, Kristen caught up with Ian and Janice earlier this week to find out what foster caring with the Lost Dogs Home meant to them.
Thank you, Janice and Ian, for joining us today to talk about foster care. So what inspired you to become foster carers for the Lost Dogs Home?
I'm a lover of animals and kind of roped Ian in the long run. I tried elsewhere a number of years back to look after dogs or, you know, that type of thing, and it didn't quite work. So when I saw this ad in the paper for foster carers for kittens, I jumped at it and we haven't looked back really. We've been doing it for nearly a year. And absolutely love it.
And I enjoy it too. I've recently retired, so, you know, I've got more time to help out around the place, and Janice is still working part-time, so we operate from home, so...
We're in and out the door all day long.
Yeah.
Can see the kittens regularly and feed them. And
a couple of boys at home as backup support, so that's been very good. We're all lovers of animals, and that's what basically brought us into doing it, because we had this extra time on our hands.
So I'm sure you've had many wonderful experiences fostering so far. Do you have any really memorable ones that stand out?
Probably our
first lot. Yeah.
Yes.
Just before Christmas, they were an early Christmas present, and Elena, the coordinator of the foster care program, or it might have even been Manuel at the time, presented us with 6 kittens. And we had some black and whites and a couple of tortoise shells. We had them all in a cage, the 6 of them.
A big cage.
To help them manage themselves and control them a lot better. We put them all away overnight and feed them, and we come out in the morning and it'd be one out of the cage. And we said, how the hell did that happen? So the next night we tried it again, and sure enough, out was another one. So
Same one.
Yeah. And she was the littlest, and we thought, well, this one is obviously, we've got a name for her. We called her Houdini.
We watched her one night and she went along the rungs in the cage and eventually found the extra wide spot that she could push herself through, and hence that's how she was getting out.
The joy on how they all became different personalities as they all grew up.
Lots of fun watching them play and playing with them.
And there was this cute little one we named Tiny. She was so little, the little tortoise shell. Mm. She was just sat in the palm of your hand and just wanted to get cuddles.
What do you love most about being foster carers?
The welcoming home that we get every time we return home after being out is fantastic. Meow, meow, that sort of stuff, you know.
Yeah, always welcome. And
the benefit of having them in your own home, that works for us. We're in and out of the door throughout the day, so able to feed them normally 3 times a day or care for them should they need any medications. That's probably the most brilliant thing. And then backwards and forwards to the Lost Dogs Home should they need injections or to be cared for through the vet.
Must be rewarding as well, watching them grow.
We love that, yes. To know what you've, like a 2.5-week-old kitten, and you get to the 8-week stage and you think, yes, we've got there.
It's rewarding to see them grow, and they give you back lots of fun and entertainment as well. We get extra visitors now because people come not so much to visit us, but to see what new lot of kittens we have and how they're coping, and they all want to play with them. It's a bit of an open house at our place. It always has been with the 3 boys we've got, but with the extra kittens now, it's more open.
Again. Is it hard to say goodbye to them when you have to bring them back for adoption?
Yes, And probably the best way to counteract that is by having another lot of kittens, or even one kitten, to replace what you're leaving behind. I've had numerous tears over leaving them behind, and luckily enough, Elena has quite often rung me the following day and said, there's new ones here, would you like them? And I said, yes. So, yes, don't like that gap in between. Even though we have our own cat and dog at home, it's the little ones that probably get to me.
So what would you say to anyone out there who is thinking about becoming a foster carer?
Makes you feel good too.
It does, you know, make you
good,
feel good.
Good feeling about the work you're giving back to the community and helping the home.
And quite often saving lives. You know, you're helping a good organisation. All the people we have dealt with here within the organisation have been fantastic. You do need a bit of time. Mm. You need a bit of time to, besides cleaning up after them and their dishes and their litter trays, you need a little bit of time for the cuddles and a bit of a play, particularly if you have the older cat or if you have a cat on its own.
Yeah, you need to socialise with them. Get them used to the home environment, because at the end of the day, we're looking for those to be adopted into nice homes and they feel need comfortable the human, and they need the human interaction touch, before they go out.
Well, thank you, Janice and Ian, so much for your time today and for talking to us about being foster carers for the Lost Dogs Home.
You're welcome, Kristen. Thank you very much.
That was foster carers Janice and Ian talking about what they enjoy about being foster carers with the Lost Dogs Home. And a credit to Ben Sound for the audio track you heard underneath that particular piece there. The Lost Dogs Home is always on the lookout for dedicated foster carers. And later on in the show, we'll give you more information on how to register to become a foster carer with the home. So stay tuned.
Now, from Maltese to Great Danes, foster care dogs and cats come in all shapes and sizes. Up next, we chat to Lost Dogs Home adoption nurse and foster carer Beck about her time with the gentle giant Prince Frederick.
Joy 94.9 is on air and online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, providing a voice for the very diverse LGBTIQ community of Melbourne. If you're a business or organisation that also needs a voice, become a Joy sponsor. Have your message heard by an average monthly audience of over 329,000 people in Melbourne, and help keep this vital service broadcasting out loud and proud. Become a Joy sponsor today. Call us on 1-300-569-949 now, or see joy.org.au/sponsor for more information on how to support our community. joy.org.au.
Pets Allowed.
Foster carers at the Lost Dogs Home can take care of dogs and cats of all ages, shapes and sizes.
Earlier this year, adoption nurse and foster carer Beck provided some much-needed TLC to Great Dane Prince Frederick. Frederick had come into the home severely emaciated and required surgery to remove a lump on his back.
I caught up with Beck earlier in the week and to find out more about what it takes to be a foster carer with the home and her time with the Great Dane with the big heart, Prince Frederick.
I love the variety. I love that every, you know, 3-4 weeks I have another dog coming to my home that I get to meet and I get to, you know, build up that bond with and build up that trust. And we learn each other's quirks over the first week or two, and it's really, really lovely having that variety. And it's really nice when you reach the end of their foster care period, the 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, and you can actually bring them back and they're a totally different animal and they're now adoptable and they're ready to go, and it makes you feel really, really quite happy and quite proud. Living in my home is just myself, my fiance, and our dog. And we actually lost our dog a few months ago now to cancer. And when we lost him, it just left this sort of great gaping hole in our home. And we considered getting a dog of our own, but it just wasn't the right time for us. We thought this was a really good option to, you know, still have a waggly tail in our home without responsibility of taking our own dog that we weren't quite ready for yet.
Fostered Prince Frederick, who is a beautiful Great Dane, who actually came into the home fairly emaciated, and you know, needing some surgery on his back, so he wasn't in the best condition when he came in. How did it make you feel to see such a huge transformation in him over such a short period of time?
To be honest, I was really, really proud. I was like a proud mother. The day I brought him back in for his re-weigh, he'd actually put on 12 kilos at my house. And I ran around to all the vets and all the nurses going, he's put on 12 kilos, he's put on 12 kilos. I was really, really proud of, you know, the effort we'd put in and the job that he had done putting that weight on. And he's down in adoptions now and he looks fantastic and he's this happy, confident dog. And I love that I was able to contribute to that.
What traits do you think a foster carer needs to have in order to, you know, care for a dog or a cat?
I think first and foremost is just care and compassion for animals. Obviously, you need to be an animal lover to take animals into your home.
Yep.
But honestly, apart from that, there's such a huge variety of animals that need looking after that, you know, whatever sort of person you are, whatever sort of lifestyle you have, there will be something here that you can care for. So if you've got care and you've got compassion, that's sort of all you need. The animals will fit in with you.
For anyone that's looking to become a foster carer, what advice would you give them?
Basically, I would say inquire. Don't think about it, actually ring up and inquire, because I think, you know, a lot of people think it takes a lot more sort of commitment, or they're not ready, or the house isn't suitable, or whatever it is. Like I said before, there's an animal out there that is suitable for you, whether it be a Great Dane or whether it be a tiny little six-week-old kitten. There is something that you can look after, and not only is it extraordinarily satisfying for yourself, but these animals really, really need the help. And even, you know, the teeniest little foster that you can take home just helps the home out immensely, and it, you know, it gets them out of the shelter, which is what they need. So definitely ring up and inquire.
That was foster carer Beck talking about her time with Great Dane Prince Frederick. And another credit to Ben Sound for the audio track on that piece that you just heard. Now, the Lost Dogs Home is looking for foster carers to help the home care for cats and dogs who need some time in a loving home before they go on to find their brand new home. You can find out more on how you can become a foster carer with the Lost Dogs Home by visiting our website, dogshome.com/foster.
Good music, sunshine, and your best four-legged friend. For some, this is what you need to have a truly great weekend. Doggapalooza, Melbourne's latest dog-friendly music festival, is coming up on September 27. Headliner Tash Sultana is joining us on the phone next. This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Thursday nights on Joy. At 7, it's time for Our Allies with Stand Up Straight. Explore spirituality and sexuality on the Spirit Lounge at 8. At 9, time for a bear hunt with the woods. Get comfy with cheap seats at 10 as you get taken to queer events around Melbourne. And Ad Lib to Fade brings you an hour of the less mainstream side of queer culture at 11. Don't go anywhere. Joy has your night sorted. Joy 94.9.
Now, today we've been talking all about foster caring at the Lost Dogs Home. And Kristen, you've done a fair bit of pet foster caring in your experience as well, haven't you?
I have. I have fostered for another animal shelter a few times, actually. So we started out fostering kittens, and our first lot was actually a litter of four. They were so gorgeous. And as Janice and Ian said in a pre-record just before, it is just so rewarding watching the kittens grow as well. They come so far, and you see their personalities develop, but the most rewarding thing is, you know, finding out that they've gone to new homes is the best. And I've also fostered some dogs as well, so dogs and puppies. And I have two dogs at home, so they have thoroughly enjoyed having a little playmate over. Especially when we fostered an 8-month-old cocker spaniel. So because my dogs are kind of couch potatoes, and so bringing a puppy into the home, it really perked them up, and they were running around and playing, and it was just so nice to see.
And it would help with the socialization, I could imagine, of both your dogs and the foster dog as well.
Absolutely.
In those environments.
Because he was so young, he didn't really know what it was like to be part of a family, which is a bit sad. So spending time not only with us but with my dogs, you know, he learned how to interact with people, how to interact with dogs. And that can really go a long way in helping them settle in when it is time for them to go on to their new home. It makes all the difference.
Like you said, it is a very rewarding experience, and I can imagine that it's not easy. Like, it's almost bittersweet when they're ready to go up for adoption, and it's that, you know, like something that's part of your life for so long, or even for a few weeks, and then, you know, watching it kind of go on its own journey.
It is. Do you know what? It's like as soon as they come home with you, it's almost like they instantly just become part of your family, whether they're with you for a day, a week, a month, for 6 months, which we have fostered for that long before. So I am the first to admit that I cry my eyes out when it's time to take them back to the shelter. But as I said, you know, it is just the most rewarding thing. And knowing that I played, even though it was a short part of their life, it was just such an important one. And that, you know, hearing updates on how they're going in their new home now, and knowing that I played a part in helping get them there, it, you know, it's worth the tears. It is absolutely worth it.
Well, thank you for sharing your stories with us today.
Thank you.
It's just so lovely. And coming up, spring is here and the return of the warmer weather means that some of our favourite dog-friendly events are on the horizon. Up next, we're going to give you an update on what's happening in and near your area with dog dates.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
This is the part of the show where we tell you all about the exciting events and activities, all things animal related, happening in your area. So our first dog date this week is Dogapalooza. Dogapalooza, Melbourne's dog-friendly music festival, is coming up on September 27 at the Green Grasses of Burnley Park in Richmond. This adorable boutique festival is a quintessential love fest of dogs for dog owners and their dog-loving friends. Dogapalooza will feature performances from Tash Sultana and Harrison Storm. All proceeds from the day will go towards Melbourne's dog rescue groups, including Stafford Rescue Victoria, Paws of Love, Melbourne Animal Rescue, German Shepherd Rescue, Puppy Tails Rescue, and Kaya's Mission. Tickets are $28 for adults, $15 for concession, and $10 for children. If you want to purchase tickets, you can do so from OzTix. For more info, visit the Dogapalooza Facebook page at Dogapalooza Melbourne.
The second dog date we have for you this week is the Permate Club, which is coming up these school holidays. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the show, the Lost Dogs Home, North Melbourne and Campaspe shelters are launching a special club for cat lovers these school holidays, the Permate Club. From September 19 to October 4, cats and kittens who have been available for adoption for more than 30 days will have their adoption fees waived. There's also a 50% off the adoption fee for all other cats and kittens currently available for adoption. You can view a full list of cats and kittens available for adoption at our website, dogshome.com. Renters will need to show a rental agreement showing you have approval to keep a cat and to receive the discount. You will need to complete the home's pet license test at petlicense.com.
Now we have come to an end of today's show. That's a wrap, Sam.
We have.
Now, would you like to give us a reminder of the pet of the week?
Yeah, a quick pet of the week reminder for Pashi. So his animal ID is 996241. He is an inquisitive little guy. He has been available at the home for more than 30 days, so his adoption fees will be waived as part of the Permate Club campaign we have going on, which starts from tomorrow. You can check him out at our North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and don't forget to walk your dogs
and pat your cats.
This is Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.